Welcome everybody to the regression section, and thank you for being here. My name is Thorsten Hutter, I'm your chair, and we have 5 talks in this session, and I've spoken to 4 presenters. One is still missing. Where's Pete? Oh. Okay, so the first 2 presenters are here, and then for the 3rd one we are still waiting. Okay, so I think we are ready, and we should go ahead. So the first talk is by Benoit, and he's going to present an approach to partial least squares.
Hi, everybody. So today I'm happy to present a collaborative work with 3 colleagues, which is Pierre from, he moved a lot, so now he's in France and he moved to Australia. Boris and Rodolphe from Bordeaux. And this study is about group and sparse group PLS and applied in genomic context. And it has been motivated by collaboration with the Vaccine Research Institute. So this is the contents. I think I will not have time to speak all about this, but I will present the application which has motivated our development. And we talk about sparsity using Lasso in the context on the PLS. So the framework is integrative analysis, which the idea is to combine multiple type of data for contributing to a better understanding of biological mechanism. So today I will just concentrate on the integration of 2 data set. So 2 kind of data, which are named X matrix and the Y matrix, with N is the number of observation, P is the number of variables in my X matrix, and Q is the number of variables in my Y matrix. So you have 2 matrix. Some example is to combine some omics data, like for example, the Y matrix could be some gene expression and the X matrix could be some SNP data, or some other omics data like proteomic or metabolomic data, all finished by omic. And in the neuroimaging field, we can think about to link the Y matrix, which is a behavioral variables, to some brain activity. And in the new hot field, which is neuroimaging genetics, we can want to link some data from the imaging part, like the fMRI data, and to some genomic parts with some SNP data. Or it's also used in ecology and environment, which we can try, for example, to link some water quality variables to the landscape variables. So to this, to integrate these 2 kinds of data, the main constraint, which is not new now, is that we have more variables, P, than the number of observation. And we want to use some method which can be used in the symmetric situation. So in the symmetric situation, which means that we try to find some association between the 2 blocks of information, but we can reverse X and Y. And this is different with the asymmetric situation, where we are more in the regression setting, where we want to predict the Y matrix with the predictor is the X matrix. So we have 2 situations. So to deal with these aims, we will use the partial least square family, which is dimension regression approaches. And for just to give just a background of the PLS, is the aim is to find some pairs of latent variables, which I call here CX for the export, which is just the matrix X multiplied by the loading vector U. So this is just a linear combination of your column of the X matrix. And we try to find a linear combination of the X matrix, which is the most correlated with the linear combination of the Y matrix. So the latent variable for the export is just, for example, a linear combination of the SNPs data, your column of X. And the PLS family is quite nice because it can be used in symmetric situation and also in the asymmetric situation. So the output on a PLS regression is you have is a reduction approaches because you start with two matrices with P dimension P and Q, and at the end you deal with K pairs of latent variables. So you have reduced your problem. But the downside is that your latent variables are linear combination of all your variables in your X matrix and all your variables in the Y matrix. So you don't have, you don't perform a variable selection approaches. So sometimes you want to select the variables which is more relevant in the latent variable, latent component. So some authors have developed the sparse PLS. So the idea of the sparse PLS in your linear combination is to force some coefficient to be equals to zero. So now, with the sparse PLS, your component is just a linear combination of just the selected variables, the relevant variables. So our contribution is to use the group structures within the data. So the natural example is when you, in regression, you want to deal with categorical variables. You know that we need to incorporate some indicators variables and dummies variables, which form a group of variables. So you want to select the group of variables or not the group. In the genomic context, another example is that we know that some genes belong to some pathway. So we have some same similar function. So in fact, we want to detect the group, so the pathway, not directly the gene. So we want to take this information. So just an example, if your X matrix is some SNP data, we have the information that, for example, the K first SNPs belong to the genes 1. The next genes belongs to the gene 2, and so on. So we want to use this structure, this information to select the genes. Or another example, if your genes are grouped in pathway. So this will be my example in my application. So in the X matrix, each column is the gene expression, and we know that the first K genes belongs to the pathway. For example, the inflammation pathway. And the next K genes belongs to the pathway of the deals with the cellular inflammation, for example, and so on. So the idea is to select the group of variables taking account this structure. So I remind the PLS, the sparse PLS, and now the group PLS. So for the group PLS, you can see that you select a module is the same as the pathway. Okay, module equal pathway. So for example, in this component, now this module has not been selected, but this module has been selected. And when you have selected the module, all the genes inside within the module are selected. And this module are not selected. So you select the module, the pathway. But, so it's quite good, but we don't have some sparsity within the group. So we have developed also the sparse group PLS. So we include, you force some coefficient when you select the module to be equal to zero. So you select the module and also you include some sparsity inside the group. So this will be the sparse group PLS. I hope it will be clear. So to summarize, and I just focus here on the regression setting because we are in the regression session. So if you have some data and the data, you have the information that the data is, you have the information of the group with, for example, K group here. And we want to use this information to predict the Y matrix, which is multivariate. So the idea now is to select the group of variables, taking into account the data structure. All the variables within a group are selected, otherwise none of them are selected. So this is a group PLS, and the sparse group PLS is to achieve both sparsity of the group and within each group. So very quickly, that's the design of the study which has motivated our development is about the DALIA trial, which is is about a vaccination of HIV, vaccination against the HIV. So is the aim of this study was to evaluate the safety and the immunogenicity of a vaccine on 19 HIV infected patients. So the design is each patient received an injection of the vaccine at different time points, at the week after 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. And all these patients has already received an antiretroviral therapy. And after the vaccination, we have some info at each time point, we have the information of the gene expression, and we have also a deep evaluation of the immune response. So a first study have shown that in fact across the time there are a significant change of gene expression among 69 modules. So we have seen some change on the gene expression on 69 modules. And the question was, just concentrate here, if it will be possible to link the gene expression at the week 16. So I'm just concentrate at the week 16, and I want to build a model to see if the gene expression as the week 16 can be linked to the immune response at the same time. So I just concentrate at time 16. So that data are, the Y matrix is the immune markers with 7 cytokines, which is here, and the X matrix is gene expression, which is over 5,000 genes, which has been extracted from the 69 modules. So we have 69 modules and around 5,000 genes. And we want to use this structure to select the relevant genes and the relevant modules. I will skip this. So this kind of result we can give to the biologist. So you can see here is some modules which has been selected by either the group PLS or the sparse group PLS. So this, for example, is the size of the module. We have 69 genes in this module. It has been selected by the group PLS, and it also have been selected by the sparse group PLS. As we can see that for the sparse group PLS, as we have some sparsity inside the module, we have just selected 19 genes. And you have the result of the SPLS, which is a sparse PLS, but the sparse PLS doesn't use the information of this structure. So we select the genes without using this information. And if we're looking at, very difficult to see, but this this first part is this table, and the second part here, they're just zero. So none of these modules have been selected by the group PLS or the sparse group PLS. But this has been selected by the sparse PLS, because the sparse PLS just selects some genes around all the genes. So they are selected most of all the modules. So this is to give you some, just to say that the sparse group PLS have selected slightly more genes than the SPLS, but they have selected just 21 groups over the 69, while the sparse PLS has selected almost all the groups. And if we're looking at the intersection between the group PLS and sparse group PLS, we have 14 genes in common over the 21. And we have, I don't give some biological result here, but the biologists were quite happy of the result. Okay, so as I have 2 minutes left, now some mathematics. In 1 minute will be difficult. Just to tell you that the PLS is a PLS family, and there are many different versions of the PLS. So I listed here the four versions of the PLS. The first three are in the symmetric situation and the last in the asymmetric. There are different functions to optimize, but the good news is that all of them are based on the singular value decomposition. And the main work is to connect the singular value decomposition to a regression problem for adding some kind of lasso penalty. So this will be this, but is it a bit boring, all of this? Okay. So now, some R codes, because we know R conference. So just I've listed some package we can be used to do some PLS models. So you have PLS Depot, PLS, PLS PM. So these three packages do some partial least square, some kind of partial least square. SPLS do some sparse PLS. The package MixOmix include some sparse version of the PLS, but also for the discriminant analysis or the canonical correlation analysis. And you have also the PMA is perform penalized multivariate analysis, which is also a sparse version of the canonical of the principal component analysis and the canonical correlation analysis. I have the pressure now, we stand up, so too much pressure. Okay, 1 minute. And if you want some doing something similar, but in the context we have the Y matrix is just a vector, so in the univariate responses, you can use the famous package GLMNet or the last approach or penalized. But and if you want to use some group lasso or sparse group lasso, you can use SGL. And but this all of these are for Y univariate. So the competitor of our approach is to do Y multivariate. So you can use GLMNet, but it's just the lasso for a Y multivariate. It's not include a group or a sparse group version. And the only version for the sparse group version in the multivariate case, in the regression setting, is the MSGL lasso package, but is not in the CRAN anymore. So you can have it, but it's not on the CRAN. So our package is on the CRAN. It's called SGPLS. There are a simple code to perform the SGPLS, the sparse group PLS, or the group PLS, and also the sparse PLS. And the last version includes a sparse group discriminant analysis. And most of this package also compatible with the MixOmix function, which can be used to be nice to have some nice figures and nice plots. So to finish, just to finish to tell you that we are working and on to include one more layout. So it is now the sparse group subgroup PLS. So you have the group, you have the subgroup, and after you have the individuals. So one more layout. And I'm done
Thank
now.
Thank you very much for being here. We've got time for one question.
So at the moment, the groups have to be defined before doing this, I guess. So can you do some clustering to discover what the groups are?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, so the question was if the group have been defined before or if we can do some clustering to the some group after. In fact, in our application, it was done before. So we know we have this structure of the group, so we have this information. But you can do this if you have some correlation in your variables to include, but you need to make sense.
Okay, thank you very much again.
I have a second question.